beginning in Psalm 119, verse 73 to 80, we come to Yod in the acrostic psalm, having completed Tet. It begins in verse 73. Yadecha asuni vayachonanuni, havineni ve'elmeda mitzvotecha. Your hands have made me, and they have fashioned me. Notice, yadecha is from the noun yad, meaning hand, and it's in a plural form, with the seter yod in construct with ha, the second person pronominal suffix. So your hands, asuni, have made me. Asuni is from the root asa, to make. Notice it's a lamed hay root. The hay has dropped out or elided, and we have the cal perfect, third common plural from asa with the e ending. And notice the nun is a hinge to connect us to the pronominal suffix e, which is the first person singular pronominal suffix. So your hands have made me vayachonaneni. Notice we have here the root kun, meaning to prepare or fashion. It's a middle weak verb, a biradical root, and it is what we call a polel. It's a polel imperfect, third common plural, again with the nun that is like a hinge, taking us to the e, the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So your hands have made me and they've formed me or fashioned me. When we have these middle weak verbs, the ayin vav verbs, they cannot double the ayin because the ayin has become a vowel. As a result, they often show the doubling by doubling the final consonant, in this case the nun, showing what is called a polel stem of intensification. So basically he is saying, your hands have made me and fashioned me, havineni ve'elmada mitzvotecha. Give me understanding. The word here is a hifil imperative, second masculine singular from vin. Notice the hey prefix gives it away with the hatef pathag as a hifil. And again, we have the nun hinge followed by the e, pronominal suffix, first common singular. So give me understanding, or cause me to have understanding in the imperative. The elmeda, that I may learn. Ve here is just your conjunction, and here it can show purpose. That I may learn. And almada, is elmeda, is from lamad, to learn. It's a cal imperfect, first common singular from lamad. And notice the intensification of the word with the ah. So that I might learn your commandments. Mitzvah is the singular commandment. Mitzvot is the feminine plural with the ot ending. And A puts it in construct in the feminine plural with cha, which is your pronominal suffix again, second masculine singular. So give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. One of the things that the psalmist seems to be saying is, since you've made me and you've fashioned me, then it's necessary that I spend time learning about you, Lord, and learning your commandments to do them, because you're my creator. And he calls for understanding that he can learn them. One of the things we need to pray for is understanding, to learn the Word of God better and to know the Lord, because we have been made by Him, not only in our physical creation, but as Christians in our spiritual creation. And as a result, our goal is to know the Lord's teachings and to know His commandments. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And so that should be our prayer, to give us understanding, Lord, that we might be able to learn your commandments and do them. Then in verse 74, he continues, Yerecha yeruni v'nismacha, ki ledevarecha yichalti. Notice, they that fear you shall see and be glad. Yerecha is from the verb yara or yare, to fear. This is a cal participle in the masculine plural, a construct form with ha, second masculine singular pronominal suffix. So those that fear you shall see me and shall be glad. Notice Yeruni is from the root ra'a, to see. It's a lamed he verb where the he has elided or dropped out. And again, it's a cow imperfect, third common plural from ra'a, that they might see me, and that nun is a hinge, and the e is the pronominal suffix. So they that fear you, he's confident, shall see me and shall be glad. Vayismahu is just your cow imperfect, a third common plural from samach, to be glad. And notice the yod prefix giving it away as an imperfect. So they shall be glad. The psalmist is saying, those who fear you, who have a reverence for you, they will see and they will be glad when I carry out your word. And the reason that they will be glad is because I've hoped in your word. Ki lidvarecha yichalti. And the ki introduces a causal clause here in this conjunction. And then to your word, the lamed is just your preposition meaning to. And the word davar means word. And ha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. For to your word, I have a hope. Notice yichalti is from the root yichal. It is a PL imperfect, first common singular from that root. And notice the chet has virtual doubling since it's such a harsh guttural here in this PL form. And so basically what the psalmist is saying is, they that fear you, they will see and be glad when I follow your commandments and your word and seek to carry them out, because I have hoped in your word. In other words, because I've hoped in your word, those who really fear you will have reverent, will see and have be glad and have a reverence for you because of what they see in me and my fear and love of your word. Notice verse 75, Yadati Adonai ki tzedek mishpatecha. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous, or that righteous are your judgments. Note, yadati is from the root yada, to know. It's a cow perfect, first common plural from yada. And Adonai here is an address, like an evocative in Greek of address. So it would be like an address here. I know, O Lord, that righteous are your judgments. Notice ki is the conjunction, tzedek is a noun meaning righteous, and mishpatim is from the noun mishpat, meaning judgments. And notice it's got a segol yod, putting it into the plural construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So I know, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous, and that your faithfulness, ve'amunah initani. Notice, and, the ve here is just your conjunction, and then amunah is the noun meaning faithfulness, and your faithfulness, and then initani is from anah, which means to afflict. And notice it's a final hey verb. The yod reappears because historically these lamed final hey verbs were lamed yod verbs. And that yod will reappear in certain parts of the conjugation. So basically, in faithfulness, you have afflicted me. From the root ana, again, just the PL, perfect. Second masculine singular with the pronominal suffix e. And the I-class vowel under the ion, the doubling of the noon gives it away as a PL. Notice the psalmist is saying that he's aware that the Lord's judgments are right. They're for his good. And in faithfulness, you have afflicted me, he says. Often the Lord allows his servants to go through certain trials to help them mature into greater followers of him. And this seems to be the thought here of the psalmist. And then he goes on in verse 76, and he says, Yehina chastacha lenachameni. Let be now, let your loyal love be now to comfort me. Notice Yehi is from the root Haya. It's a caljusive third masculine singular from Haya. In that final hey verb, the hey has elided in this jussive form. So let, and jussive is like a command, third masculine singular. So let be now your loyal love, or let your loyal love be to comfort me. And notice chastacha is from the noun chesed, meaning loyal love, and it's in construct with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So let now your loyal love be to comfort me. And notice nacham means to comfort. The lamet, followed by the pathot, indicates a PL stem, and it's a PL infinitive from nacham, plus the pronominal suffix e, first common singular pronominal suffix. So let it be now, that is your loyal love, to comfort me. And then he goes on, ke imratacha le'avdecha. According to your promise, or to your word, to your servant. Notice ke is that inseparable preposition according to. Imra means word, and le'avdi means to, with the lamed, the preposition, and avdecha is from evad, meaning servant. And the cha is your pronominal suffix. So it's a noun in construct with cha. And so according to your promise, or according to your word, notice he's bringing the Lord back to his word, that according to your word to for your servant, that you're actually going to bring comfort to me. It's a beautiful text. He's praying that God's loyal covenant loyalty will comfort him. And this will be done according to the promise that the Lord had already made. And so we today can trust the Lord's loving kindness and know that He is ready to comfort us according to the promises of His Word. This is the encouragement that the psalmist is writing about here, which encourages us in a wonderful way. So then in 77, Yevouni v'chamecha rachamecha v'chehyeh ki toratacha sha'ashuai. Let your tender mercies come that I might live. Notice Yevouni is from the root bo, to come. And here it is adjusive, third person plural from bo, with the pronominal suffix e, and the hinge in the nun from the shorik to the final pronominal suffix. So, let your tender mercies come. And notice, rachamecha is from racham, meaning mercy. And with the tser yod, it puts it in construct with ha, which again is the preposition, is the suffix preposition. So, your mercies, let them come unto me, to me, that I might live. We live with God's faithfulness and His mercy. And notice the noun, that I might live. He wants life, and he finds his life in delighting in the words of the Lord. Delighting in the word of the Lord. And so notice in verse 77, v'chehyeh is the kal imperfect first common singular from chaya, to have life. And rachamecha is from racham, meaning tender mercies, and the Segol Yod puts it in construct with Ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. For your law is my delight. Ki Toratacha. Toratacha is from the noun Torah, meaning law. It's in construct with Ha, and that's why we have the Tav and the A-class vowel, the comments. Notice what he's saying, for your law, there we have the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, is my delight. Sha'ashu'ai. This noun is always in the plural. In the dictionary, it's sha'ashu'im. And here, we have the pronominal suffix in I, meaning my delight. So, in your law is my delight. He loves to be in the law of the Lord. That is his delight. And let your tender mercies come unto me that I might live, for your law is what I really delight in. And how we as Christians need to delight in the law of the Lord. To love his word, to grow in him. He said, search the scriptures. He tells us to spend time there, for it is about Him. And so as we go on, in verse 76, notice, Yevoshu Zedim ki sheker ivatuni. Let the proud, and this is from the noun zad, meaning proud, it's masculine plural in the im ending, let the proud be ashamed, or be put to shame. This is from the root bosh. It's the kal imperfect third plural from bosh. So let the proud be put to shame, for they have distorted my cause with a lie. Ki sheker evutuni. Notice evutuni is a PL perfect third common plural from ut, meaning to distort, and the e is the pronominal suffix, first common singular, onto the suffix with right after the hinge in the nun. So let the proud be ashamed, for they have distorted with a lie, we could say. They distorted my character, and sheket or just means lie, with that which is not true. But ani yasiha befi kudecha. But I will meditate or place my time on your precepts. Notice ani is just your personal pronoun, and asim is your kal imperfect first common singular from sim. So I will place, then I will place. And now we come to the noun, pikudecha. So notice verse 78, but I will place, or I will put my meditation, is the idea. Let the proud be ashamed, for they have distorted a lie. But as for me, I will meditate on your precepts. They shall return, all those that fear you. Notice, as we move on, in 79, going back for just one retracking here, in 78, let the proud be put to shame. Why? Because they have distorted my life, understood, with a lie, with falsehood. And notice, again, Yevoshu is just your kal imperfect, third masculine plural from Bosh, to put to shame. But I will meditate on your precepts. Ani asicha defikudecha. I is your pronominal, is your personal pronoun, I. Asim is the kal imperfect first common singular from sim. So I will place, and I'm sorry, from sicha. It's the first common singular from sicha, meaning to meditate. I will meditate on, and it goes with the be, the inseparable preposition be. I will meditate on fik. Pikudecha, upon your precepts. Pikud is the noun that means precepts. And notice here we have a segol yod, putting it in the plural construct with ha. So I will meditate on your precepts. What a beautiful statement he's making here. He's saying, let the proud be put to shame. There we have that jessive, as we said, how imperfect justice, for they have distorted with a lie understood about him. So having said that, he then promises that to deal with what he's having to deal with in this lie that's been told about him, he will meditate on the Lord's precepts. I like that. He's going to spend time with the Lord, meditating on His commandments, His precepts, that will give life to him in the midst of this struggle that he's going through. And this is what we need to do, spend time in the Word of the Lord. And in the trials and things that we experience, we all the more ought to meditate on the Lord's precepts. Notice 79, he continues, Yeshuvu li Yireecha, let those who fear you return to me. Notice Yashuvu is again the kal imperfect third common plural from shuv, to return. And it's no doubt a jussive here. Let, and then we pick up the verb, let return to me, li, right before the verb, or right before the participle. Li is the pronominal suffix in the e preceded by the lamed, which is your lamed of the inseparable use of the lamed here. So let them return to me who fear you. Yare is the root to fear, and this is a kal participle, masculine plural, in the segol yod, followed by the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular in the cha. So let them return unto me who fear you, that they may know your testimonies, v'yedu'u edotecha, in order that, that is just the vav used here, probably in a resultative or purposeful way, that they may know, and yedu'u is from yada, to know, and notice it's just your kal imperfect, third person plural from yada, that they may know, and we'd probably render it yedu'u, edotecha, your testimonies. Edotecha is from eda, meaning testimony, and notice the ot makes it feminine plural, and the seri yod puts it in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So let those that fear you return unto me. In other words, let them come to my approach, which is to rest in your word and meditate in it, that they may know then your precepts, that they may know what you have taught and the laws and commandments of your word. So let those that really have a fear to you return unto me in that same, can I say, model, I believe he's saying, of meditating on your precepts. And then finally, he concludes, he says, Yehi libi tamim bechukecha, let my heart be perfect in your statutes. Notice Yehi is from the root haya, to be, and it is adjusive, imperfect, third masculine singular. The final hey has elided. And libi is from the noun lev, meaning heart. It's followed by the pronominal suffix, first common singular, in the e. So let my heart, he's saying, be perfect. Tamim is the noun meaning complete, or the adjective meaning complete. Let it be complete. The idea meaning without any division, where it's given totally to you and to your precepts, Lord. So let my heart be perfect, undivided, as it were, in your statutes. Be is that inseparable preposition, the be. Chok means statutes, and here it's the plural form, chukei, and notice the segol yod actually is a plural noun, masculine, in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So let your heart be perfect, united, as it were, not divided, given over to my statutes, my carb laws that are permanent, and permanentize them. Give time to them, is what he's saying, and how much we need to do that, to give time to the teachings of the Lord in Scripture, in order that I may not be put to shame. The ma'an is showing purpose in order that and then we have lo, negative particle, and evosh is from the root bosh, to be put to shame. It's simply the kal imperfect first common singular from bosh. May it be that my heart will be totally given over to you, that it will follow you in every way and not be divided, that it will not waver, as it were, from and in your statutes. I want to spend time giving my life to them. As one person would say, what else is there? And then, in order that, for the purpose that I might put to shame, that I might not be put to shame. In other words, put to shame in the sense of erring and straying from your statutes. So help me, Lord, to have an undivided, perfect, complete heart focused on your statutes. How we need that today in our lives, to make the Word of God our sole and single focus of our mind, of our study. I remember a statement from Pirkei Avot in the 6th chapter there. It says, turn it over, speaking of God's Word. Never stir from it. Grow old and gray over it. For that, really, is what the essence of life, in essence, it says, is about. And I'm really thinking that this is how he concludes this Yod section, by encouraging us to have undivided hearts, perfect hearts, committed to his word, learning them, studying them, and doing them, that we may not err from them and be put to shame. May that be our prayer as well.